Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 25 for June 19th, 2007. Facebook Father. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit audible.com/twit.
USB 1.2.0. Son, you don't know. Watch my data flow. From MS-DOS, command line prompts, black backgrounds, no special sauce. Well, I've only been around since 84, but my ease of use has done so much more. From a Plus to a Classic to a 2GS to a Power PC, my OS is the best. So clickable.
Yeah.
Design is lickable. My Aqua interface makes XP despicable.
Quick, I pull the RAM stick out the slot, and I swap it with generic because the port is hot.
If you see life through an LCD, better know your brand is it Mac or PC.
I'm a right clicker.
I'm an iBook flipper. Macs and PCs, no fight gets bigger. Surf Safari
or browse in IE.
Better know what you rap a Mac or PC.
Take a look at Vista, enjoy the view. I suggest premium or the ultimate SKU. Cop a Dell with a graphics card super fast. Turn the arrow on and lick the glass.
Tiger's fast as hell, but Leopard's got the boom. Time Machine is mad mean. You're absurd, what's a zoom? Middle name, innovate. All features integrate. No, stay the hell out of my developer's company.
I'm networking, you're not working. Quit staring at your built-in webcam, YouTube surfing.
Ha! 1,000 views is pretty fresh. Computer Gal 36 even says I'm the best.
He is the best with his videos and custom all on the Final Cut Pro.
Yeah. I'm a right clicker.
I'm an iBook flipper. Macs and PCs, no fight gets bigger. Surf Safari
or browse in IE.
Better know what you rap, a Mac or PC.
I gotta have no matter what, it's an iLoan. I want an Intel plus CS3, but for now I'm streaming keynotes in my bed listening to Steve.
Compatibility, everybody fits with me. All the applications wanna get with my virility. And anytime, off. And you can ride it till it's Microsoft.
Huh, pay attention, I got a new invention. Steal your next idea at the Macworld convention. But guess what, you'll always be behind. Cause Mac is a state of mind.
I'm a right clicker.
I'm an iBook flipper. Macs and PCs, no fight gets bigger. Surf Safari
or browse in IE.
Better know what you rap, a Mac or PC.
It's my Mac and PC.
It's 16:30 in California. I am Leo Laporte from Petaluma.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And it is time for Net at Night. A little bit late tonight. We had some technical difficulties, but Amber did a little hardware hacking and got into her system and did a great job, I must say, getting it working. So, hello.
It's called.
Say again. Oh, no. Oh, no. Tell me it ain't so. Oh, no. She's gone again. Oh, Amber. Amber, come back to me. Amber, please, I beg of you. That Mac or PC was from a website, macorpc.org. We thank Mike Bergstein for coming up with this click. I don't think anybody's heard it yet. Furia, B, Casey, Michelle, DJ Chocolix, Colin, Acacia, Jamla, 1 o'clock or O'clock, and Chris R. That's the crew I don't know who they are, but they did a great job. Directed, edited, and shot by David Fine and produced by Peter Furia. Peter and Bo did the lyrics, and the music was by O'Clock. It's pretty cool. Mac or PC dot O-R-G. And I think it's... Oh, there we go. There's Amber. I hear you now.
Yeah, you're hearing me off the computer, Mike, I think.
Well, anyway. No, I'm not. That sounds like you're on mic. So just don't mess with anything. Don't touch anything.
Okay, so I'm not going to touch...
Okay. See, these scissors are going into this ball any minute now. So we're going to talk today. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. You'll be hearing the podcast, of course, of this a couple of days after Father's Day, but we're doing this live on TalkShoe for Father's Day, June 17th, and via Stick'Em, which is something new. We haven't done this before because I was reluctant to use the bandwidth, but it all seems to be working pretty well. Stick'Em or Ustream has been streaming the video for my TV show, and we've actually did Twit this afternoon via Stick'Em and now Net at Night. So we have people watching live and listening live on Stick'Em and on TalkShoe.com. And then, of course, later you'll hear the podcast. I imagine many of you using this in a high-quality podcast later. I hear Amber's breathing.
Hi, Leo.
How do you fix it when you fix it?
Leo, this headset has gone insane. It's taken on a life of its own. So what happened is I got so frustrated that I actually took it apart and started playing with a bunch of different things in the little cord, the mute button.
Yeah.
So I actually took that off and took it apart.
Yeah.
But for some reason, randomly now, the mute button will go on. And I don't really know why. So I'm actually not going to move for the whole show.
Do not move an inch.
So it might be a little shorter than normal.
Okay.
Maybe it's only a half hour show because if I move, I think that we're doomed forever.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's just it, there's we're going to work this out, kids. We've talked before the show about various strategies and we will get it working. Part of it is because it's, you know, it's Canada. So it's far away. And the distance that you go on Skype sometimes makes a difference. But the good news is Amber's using a friend's now connection and it sounds a lot better.
This is the good news. So I am on a wired internet connection. It seems to be a lot better. And despite the fact that I have one headset in my hand with a microphone, stick, another pair of headphones on, and a web camera, which has been torn out of the wall, and all of these different...
Are you sitting there with tatters everywhere in your hands?
My friend's never going to invite me over again. That's pretty much the extent of it.
That's good. Now, we have a lot to talk about. But besides it being Father's Day, and in a bit, we're going to take calls from TalkShoe, your Father's Day website recommendations or just Father Day gift ideas or whatever. But we also have a lot to talk about. Amber's just back from a big conference in Banff, and that looked like it was a lot of fun. I'm sure you have more to say about that.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned last week, it was just a wonderful conference to be up in the mountains. I think there's something that happens to you when you go high up in the altitude. You know, you just have this sort of surreal feeling because I was on cloud nine the whole time I was there. I had a wonderful time just hanging out with a bunch of people talking about what's next on the internet. And like I said last week, I met a lot of really interesting people, from the guy who runs Lonely Girl 15 to someone who started Guerrilla News Network. And you know,
and
still-
I met some of your friends, too, because Chris Krug later came on the lab, and Megan Cole, who, and I love both of them. I could see why you were having so much fun with those guys.
I am actually extremely jealous that they get to go in the lab with you. And although I'm very excited and happy for you, I feel like you're starting this whole thing in Vancouver.
I'm stealing your friends now.
I'll get you back one day, Leo Laporte.
No, we're going to get you out to Vancouver is what we're going to do. I think Chris Krug has a secret plan. He seems like he's desperate to get you to move to Vancouver.
It's been looking better and better all the time.
Hey, you know what happened to me, though, this week while I was in the lab? And it's partly because of you. You've been telling me this. Partly because of Chris. I think Chris gets a lot of credit for it. I've become a Facebook junkie.
Leo, I know. It was a very happy day when I saw you on Facebook. And I thought, finally, Leo is going to love Facebook. And now I'm looking at your Facebook account, which I know you haven't. You're just letting...
It's private.
Friends into, which is a great idea. But you have more apps than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life.
But I have all the good ones. you know, I have, there's one app that I can't, and I'm hoping somebody will play chess with me. There's a chess app where you have a board and everything, and you can play chess with people on Facebook. I just love that idea.
Leo, actually, you would be very excited about this then. On Tuesday for my show at City TV Web Nation, I am interviewing Garry Kasparov.
You're kidding. The world champion.
The world champion. Can you believe that? And I don't know how to play chess, but I'm pretty excited to get a chance to meet him. So I will make sure to let you know when that's up on iTunes.
Maybe,
it'll be a couple of weeks.
Maybe you can get him on Facebook and he and I can play a little chess on Facebook.
You know what? That's going to be my first question. Will you have a Facebook challenge with my dear friend Leo Laporte?
See, I beat him in 4 moves. No problem. It'll be quick. I'll make sure it's painless. I will quiz every drop of blood out of him.
It'll be that. No, that's it. I'm so jealous because Garry Kasparov is one of the probably the greatest player alive today, and including Bobby Fischer. He certainly has the highest rating ever. And he was the guy who was beaten, let's not forget, by Deep Blue, the IBM computer. And really, it was in during his tenure as the world champion. He's no longer world champion, but it was during his tenure in the world as the world champion that computers finally got to the point where they could beat the best humans in the world. So
it's pretty amazing. It's an amazing story. And now he's pretty much quit chess professionally.
He wants to. He's a politician now.
Yeah, he's gone into politics. So it should be an interesting conversation. And what we're going to end up talking about is, of course, about the internet and how he and other people are using the internet in Russia to influence people and get the word out about any politics going on in Russia and how they're actually censoring a lot that's online, just similar to other countries like China. So it should be a good conversation. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
So the getting back to the topic at hand, Facebook.
Yes.
It was the applications, I think, that put me over the top, because it was about a month ago that they allowed third-party apps. Before then, it seemed pretty spare. I really didn't get the idea. But now, and something else changed for me. You know, on MySpace, just as you do, and you do it on Facebook, too, anybody who asks to be your friend, you say yes. I decided, well, you know, I really should see what it's like to use a social network as real people do, where it's really their friends. And it's a very different experience. I mean, these are my buddies. You're, of course, one of them. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, it's really a community now, and I can be more open on it. I mean, I tell people, you know, what's really going on or where I really am and what my phone number is and stuff like that, because these are my friends. And Amber, I'm very proud.
Yes.
I'm very proud of one thing.
What's that?
I'm a little shy. You know, it's hard to ask people to be your friend. You know,
it is.
If they're famous people, you know, it's kind of hard to say, hey, would you be my friend? So, you know, I'm looking at Mike Arrington thinking, well, I'm going to ask him, but not right now. So, but then I saw Steve Chen, and I thought, you know, we know Steve pretty well. We ambushed him on our very first episode.
We sure did.
I'm just going to ask him. So I asked him. Not only did he make me his friend, he's added the Top Friends application, and I am one of his top friends.
What?
Yes. So there.
Okay, first of all, you take Chris and Megan, and now Steve Chen. What are you trying to do?
I'm stealing all your friends. So
I
what
know.
Now? So here's the deal. You have already, it's too late for you. You've got thousands of friends on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I think, and I know Chris Krug suggested this, you should create another profile, a private profile that is just the you, the Amber that we know, those of us in the intimate circle, and make that a page that only your friends have access to. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I like the protection of a lot of friends.
She won't do it.
The other idea seems too personal for me.
It is. It's very personal. It's a little confronting. You should consider this. Do you have intimacy issues?
Listen, I might, because all I know is when I logged into Facebook, all I saw is you, your photo, a picture of you on a tractor looking very, very humble. And
I've changed that. It's now me. Mine. It's now me with the zinc oxide on my nose and a beach ball. But that's because it's summertime.
I saw that. Well, Leo, I have a bunch of links to talk about in terms of internet news, but I'm curious, what do you think of Facebook now that you're in?
You know, I like it a lot. I mean, you know, it's kind of got some of the appeal that Jaiku had for me. I use them together, and that's kind of neat because I could post to Jaiku and it goes into my Facebook feed. So I can let my friends, I let people in public know what I'm up to, but then I also have a place to let my friends know what I'm up to. I like it. I mean, I think it really does feel like, let me think how I could characterize this for people who mock, a lot of people mock these places. It is really like, look, many of my friends are like you, distributed all over the world. You know, Will Harris is in England, you're in Toronto. I mean, they're all over. So we don't see each other face to face very often. So this is a chance in this modern time where you have a diaspora of friends spread out all over the world to stay in touch. And it feels like now I've got a little community that I'm always in touch. Like I know, you know, that Sean has just finished with his Sunday brunch, that Derek is getting ready for fish and chips with the in-laws. We're all kind of in touch in a kind of light peripheral way. And I like it. I think it's really cool. I know that you just watched Josh Wolf on Colbert, for instance.
Yes.
How was that?
It was good. I'm interviewing him tomorrow, so I just wanted to get a little bit of background on him. Yeah, I know. It's been fun. We've had some pretty cool people on Web Nation. But when you go on that show, when anyone goes on the Colbert Report, you know what happens. You can't win, really.
Oh, no.
And it definitely is pretty hilarious to see him interview guests. And, Josh tried to stick up for himself, but like anything, it's, he doesn't have a chance.
He didn't try to be funny, did he?
Not so much. No, he didn't try to be funny, which I think was good. It's hilarious, though, Leo. You're going to love the story. But the thing that I like the most about watching that interview on the Comedy Central website is that the way the website is laid out gave me so many ideas in terms of what a really good television website should be, which is instead of having entire shows up there, really separate and segment out the content. And so what you can do on the Comedy Central website is you can go through and you can find all the shows you like, but then it breaks apart the different segments into like 5-minute little clips of interviews with people. And I really think that's the future in terms of the way that you can listen to interviews. Like, for example, I shouldn't tell you this because I helped you get twit.tv up and running, but you imagine if you could take your audio podcast and you could kind of chop them up a little bit, and then you could have just the interview segment that we did with the founder of Boing Boing or something like that. So I thought it was kind of interesting. It made me think more about website design than anything, and I don't know what that means.
I have to go look at the site. I haven't really paid much attention to it. So you think it works really well?
I really do. I think it's a great model for people putting content up, video content up, and maybe it would work for audio as well. Because if you think about it, the idea of having shows, I think, is a great idea. But once you get past kind of the newsier headlines, what you want to do that's kind of timeless is get the content up there, like an interview with someone that, can last forever. And so really kind of segmenting out that content. I think there's going
to
be
It's hard to do.
And I think you if you're in a fairly large organization, you almost need to have someone specifically there trying to figure out, hey, how do I repurpose this content in as many formats as possible, and to do things like that, because I think it helps the user a lot, and you just have to kind of think outside the box. So, great website.
So you went to the Colbert Report page on ComedyCentral.com, and that's where you were watching it? Okay. I have to look at it. You're right. Just looking at it off the top of my head, it looks like a good, easy way to find videos. They've got the player embedded. Yeah. Yeah, this is
good. I like it.
Yeah. And they have the little scrolly so that you could choose different episodes.
Exactly. And, and if you remember, I don't know if this was in the States as well, but on the Comedy Channel in Canada, the old it's a new tagline for the channel is, our website doesn't suck anymore.
Right.
Which I absolutely
That's good.
Love. Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to steal that as soon as I redesign my site. No, I like my site. I'm not going to miss it.
Your site is great. I was actually
Well, you
just
designed
on there today.
It. You designed it, so...
Well, that had a lot of help from other people, but it definitely works really well. And I was checking out all the shows that you do, and it's crazy. I still don't. That's where I go to find you sometimes, Leo. Like, I'm like a stalker. So
if you would just join me on Facebook, you'd know exactly what I was up to. Oh yeah, you're already there.
So Josh Wolf,
just to recap, is the blogger, the video blogger, who was imprisoned for a long time. I don't know, something like a year, because he refused to turn over his videotapes. Tapes he recorded during a protest in San Francisco. He spent 226 days in jail, longer than any journalist has ever spent. And there was some debate. Is he a journalist or just a blogger? And what exactly, is he? But I guess now he's pretty famous. He's got a new job, in fact.
I know. He has a new job now. He's working for CNET. He's a blogger with CNET blogging about the media, which is interesting. I'm sure he's doing other things as well, but I just noticed that his blog went up there. And he's running his website. The name of the website, it's escaping me. JoshWolf.net, I think, is the correct URL. So he's doing his website. And then he also has two other blogs that he started. One is called Free the Media, and the other one is prisonblogs.net. So it seems as though, having spent that much time in prison, now he started up a blog to try to give people who are in prison a little more information and talk about the rights of prisoners. And so he read something like 50 books when he was in jail, and I think out of that, he started up a lot of these little side projects. So it'll be interesting to see how he progresses and what happens with him on the CNET blog. But I was happy to see him have his own column, which is called Media Sphere on CNET.
If I were in jail, I would bring my iPod loaded up with books from audible.com. Wouldn't you?
I think that's a fantastic idea, except for the jail part.
Yeah, you don't have to be in jail to really appreciate audible.com's fabulous selection of abridged and unabridged recording, some of the best books. I'm just going to, you know, every week now on all the Twitch shows, we get to pick an Audible book to give away for free. I should have warned you about this so you could look through. You're not a subscriber. I don't know if you can use it, in fact, in Canada.
I'm pretty sure you can, because I think I did a segment on it on Call for Help when I first started a couple years
ago. I love Audible, yeah. I know that, and I have to apologize to our international audience, and there's a lot of you, that this Audible offer extends only to residents of the United States. Not even you can take advantage of this. But I'm just trying to think, what would I pick if I were in prison for my Audible, my first Audible listen? Maybe something that Josh Wolf would like to listen to. Just trying to think. It could be our book of the week.
So it could be any book?
It could, well, any book on Audible, and the one thing they're lacking, and I'm really going to encourage them to do, they have quite a few science fiction books, like they've got all the Ender's Game and stuff, but they need more sci-fi and fantasy on there. I'm going to have to talk to them about
maybe
that.
He should read, he should reread something like 1984.
There you go. Because he was really imprisoned by Big Brother, wasn't he?
By the man, exactly.
The man.
And I think that's a fantastic book. So that could be our book of the week, I didn't get a chance to go to the site, so I don't know if it's there.
Of course it's there. And not only is it there, it's written by Simon Preble, who's one of their best readers. He's a great narrator. We'll make that 1984. We are living in 2007, but it's looking more and more like 1984 in some ways. George Orwell's dystopian classic. You must have read that in school, Shubi.
I'm a big fan of the book.
Yeah, it's a great book. A world where your TV, you watch, not only watch your TV, but it watches you. And of course, Winston Smith falls in love with a young dissident and ends up, I won't tell you what happens. It's a good book. So we'll make that our double plus good. That's good. I like it. Our double plus good pick of the week for this week from audible.com. If you want a free copy of this book or any book on Audible, yes, I said free. You don't need to subscribe to Audible even, you just so that they can keep track of whether you've rented one or not. Not rent. You get to own. By the way, I used to rent books on tape. You'd send it back. You get to keep this forever, and you can download it later. I can go through any of the hundreds of books I've listened to on Audible and get it again, which is fantastic.
That's great.
So audible.com/twit. Eventually, we'll have a Net at Night but page, but right now we don't. It's audible.com/twit, and you can search for 1984, the new classic edition, unabridged, written by George Orwell, read by the narrator Simon Preble. It's a really, I've actually listened to this one. It's really, really good. Good choice. Amber, I just sprung that on you, but you picked a good one.
Hey, I like it. And it should be in honor of Josh Wolf for getting out of jail.
For Josh Wolf, this is your first prison book. When you go to prison, have this on your iPod. Do they let you keep your iPod if you're in prison? No, probably not.
You know, that's a good question. Can you take your iPod to prison, or do they take it away from you?
I'll tell you, it'd make hard time a lot easier if you've got those little white earbuds, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It would. Oh, yeah. If you had your iPod, I could spend a lot of time in prison with an iPod.
I wouldn't mind. Take me now, as long as I could bring my iPod loaded. And, you know, the nice thing about audiobooks is they're not very big. You can get on a single, like, 80-gig iPod, you could get 30 or 40 years worth. So you could do real hard time. You can get tons of books on here. You just have to pick them all ahead of time.
Just for the record, we are not condoning crime, Leo.
No, just going to jail.
Just going to jail. If you need a break from society, perhaps.
That's it. audible.com/twit. And we thank them for their support of Net at Night and all the Twit podcasts. So I'm glad about Josh Wolf getting out. I've kind of felt bad about him being in jail that whole time. But maybe he got some good reading done.
Yeah, lots of reading. And I think, you know, it was a good thing. And it brings up a good point to a lot of people who want to debate whether if you're a blogger, if you are a journalist or not. And I think that at the end of the day, this is something that's come into the mainstream press a lot more.
I agree. So you're going to talk with him about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that. That'll be on Web Nation on Thursday. And so I'll have a chance. I'm going to do a webcam interview with him tomorrow. And he's also in San Francisco. Everybody's on the West Coast, Leo.
He went to San Francisco State. He's a local guy. I should remind everybody that not only can you read Amber's blog at ambermack.com, listen to her on Net at Night, but you can and also watch Command N, her video podcast at commandn.tv, but she does actually have a job.
Have a real job.
A really good job at City News, at citynews.ca/international, and you can watch her Web Nation show. Is that a couple of times a month now?
Yeah, we're doing it every 2 weeks. Hopefully we'll get to weekly by the fall, but right now it's every 2 weeks. It takes a lot of effort because there's a lot of editing going on in the show, and there's lots of content, but
we love
it.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. You do a great, I mean, it really is a beautiful show.
Yeah, it's been doing well, so things are good. And speaking, now we can get into some links. I know we've been rambling on forever.
Well, that was a link. Josh Wolf was a link. Audible was a link.
I know.
Let's go to another link.
Good links. Yeah, another link I have here is about YouTube launching an online editing tool, which I think is very cool. And it's called the Remixer, and it's an Adobe product, as far as I understand. And it allows people to kind of splice together some of the videos on YouTube, including photos, music, and graphics. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but the news just came out this weekend. And I think it's a step in the right direction, because some of those YouTube videos need some editing.
Yeah, when you upload them, you have to edit them ahead of time, don't you? You can't just upload it and edit it later. But, you know, once again, I have to say, I'm going to feel sorry for our friend on iSpot, David Dudas.
Because
once again, that's his bread and butter, is these edited and mashed up videos. And so YouTube's just going to march right in there and say, we can do that too.
They really are. And you know what's interesting about this, Leo, is that I was having a little chat conversation with someone. I don't know who this person is, but I have them on my Google chat list of contacts. And we were talking about Adobe and about Adobe being involved in this editing tool for YouTube. And he was saying, yeah, Adobe is taking a lot of their products online and they're turning them into web-based tools.
Right.
And it's funny because if you remember a year or so ago, I was doing some work for Adobe with Tony Schiavone. And that's what we were doing. We were doing prototypes for a couple of their different products.
That's right.
And turning them from software into web-based tools, and it seems like that's the direction they're going. So it's good to continue to see Adobe as being such a big player in this game and actually changing and evolving with the times.
Well, it ain't just Adobe. I mean, everybody's moving in that direction. Google now with the Google Gears, the whole idea is you can do stuff offline and then sync up online. Apple's iPhone and the Safari browser. I mean, I'm sure they'll do a Google Gears type interface for that so that you can do stuff on your iPhone, and then when you get online it automatically uploads it. I think this is the wave of the future, is these web-based applications. That's almost obvious for me to even say it is silly, because that's where everything's moving.
It really is. Yeah, it's definitely going that direction. So and other news, I have another link here, and I don't know if you've heard too much about this, but this was sent to me from Mark from Germany. And
you mean Aga nur Flicker Wilta?
Exactly. Yeah. Leo, your German accent is perfect.
You sent me these links in German. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Leo, I'm a tricky one, you know. I want to test you.
So was ist das?
Because you studied Chinese in school, didn't you?
Yeah,
so
this hasn't
I'm thinking
helped
you might
a lot.
Know German.
Yeah. What are we looking at here?
Actually, we don't necessarily need to go to the links, but it's more of a story about how Flickr is restricting some of the search functionality that people are using in places like Hong Kong, Korea, and Germany. So they're actually censoring content on Flickr. And this isn't the first story I've heard about Flickr censoring on the website. There's been a few others. Do you know who Violet Blue is?
Yes, I do. In fact, we had a little fracas with Violet Blue.
I remember that.
Yes,
I know. And
yes.
I don't know if some of her photos were censored or her whole website was censored on Flickr as well. So it seems like a lot of people are getting a little bit upset about Flickr censoring content. But I think it's got to be expected, because now that Flickr is owned by Yahoo, it's a massive corporation.
Well,
right?
You know, it's funny. I went to this link you sent me of censored Flickr photos. And the first thing that happened was I got a button on Flickr that said this would violate you've turned on safe surfing, or whatever they call it on Flickr. If you continue on, you'll be seeing unsafe stuff that you've asked not to see. Do you want to continue on? And I clicked the button and they let me do it. So I don't know if, I mean, and all of these things are on Flickr, right? I mean, I'm looking at all these supposedly censored photos. They're on mm-hmm. Flickr. So
yeah.
What's the deal? They're censored, but they're not censored? I don't...
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're censored in those countries, though. That's not... I haven't figured that out exactly. That could be possible.
So we can see it in the States and Canada, but you couldn't see this in Germany is the idea.
Possibly. And that's what I'm trying to figure out as well with that, if that's the case. And I don't mind when they do that. I mean, YouTube does that with a lot of their videos, is you want to view a video that has been rated possibly, you know, not PG. And you get a little message that says that this is kind of a warning to before you visit this video. And I think it's not a bad idea.
So this pool is the against censorship Flickr pool, or keine Zensur, if you want to do it in German. And I should warn that there are some adult images on here. Nothing particularly adult, but there's bad words and there's some, semi-nudity and that kind of thing.
Interesting. All right, well, let's go on to the next link. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I had mentioned, I think, last Sunday night that the creators of Lonely Girl 15 are coming out with a new show, and it's going to be on Bebo in the UK. And the show is about another young woman. I think her name is Modern Kate. And this news article is about Bebo, how they're partnering with iTunes. And now people who have an account on Bebo, which is one of the largest social networking sites in the UK, are able to buy music directly on the Bebo site because Bebo has formed this partnership with iTunes. And so you can actually buy through that social network. And I'm guessing this is comparable to us having Facebook accounts and then maybe, you know, being able to buy music on Facebook through an iTunes type tool. So it's interesting. And actually, I wanted to ask you about this, Leo, if you're familiar at all with Bebo and if you've checked out the site at all, because I've been hearing about it a lot.
Yeah, well, you remember Bebo was the number one search term in the year 2006. And at the time, we talked about it. And I said, Bebo? So I know about Bebo now because of that. And it's kind of a MySpace type place. A number of people asked me if I've joined it. And I said, no, I'm not joining yet another network. That's enough. I have to stop somewhere. And it is certainly much better known over in Europe and around the world than it is in the U.S. But obviously things like this will help. I have to think, though, I'm going to make a prediction here.
Do it.
I have to think that it's pretty hard to take the success of something like Lonely Girl 15 and automatically translate it over to a new one. So I'm going to predict, maybe I'll be wrong here, but I'm going to predict that this new thing that they're doing, this Mad Margaret or whatever it is going to be a flopola.
Modern Kate,
flopola. I think what happens with companies like this is they go, oh, well, it was us. Oh, we figured out, you know, we've cracked the viral video code. And, you know, remember what happened to Numa Numa 2. I just don't think it's that easy to do. I don't think anybody really knows what makes a viral success. And particular, when you look like you're trying to capitalize on viral success, people just turn up their noses at you.
Yeah, I think that is true. You know, I hung out with Greg Goodfried, the producer, and I was pretty impressed with him in terms of their plans for Modern Kate. And it might be a good idea to try to get him on Net at Night within the next couple of weeks when the show launches.
Yeah, before
it flops. Ask him that question.
Yeah. When he's still a story instead of a has-been that nobody's ever heard of.
Exactly. Leo, wait a second. I just heard you. There was a slight delay.
I guess we're not getting him on now.
Leo, we became good friends.
No, and I'm sure he's a bright guy. And, you know, I mean, I just look at Kent Nichols and Ask a Ninja, and they had a huge success with Ask a Ninja. But then they did Hope is Emo, and nothing.
That's true.
And it's not a rap in any way on the talent of these people. They're very good. They're very creative. I'm sure this will be a great show, but I think that it's very hard to have a second hit in viral. It's not television. We'll see. I mean, I may be completely wrong. Can you think of anybody who's had a successful sequel in this arena?
I don't think so, because really it's kind of been one hit wonders for most of the winners in that space. So I haven't.
I mean, look at Rocket Boom. Rocket Boom hasn't been. Andrew is a very talented guy. I mean, and made a wonderful program, but it just hasn't. They haven't. When Amanda left, that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, Leo, look at you and all your shows. Maybe you're our model.
But I'm not viral.
No, that's true. But you figured out how to spin off a lot of good content on the web.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And I think that's the big difference between doing an entertainment program and a content program.
And it's true.
If I were doing an entertainment program, I would feel very fortunate to have a single hit. And I would not count on a second hit. I really wouldn't.
I think, at the end of the day, that it is, that's very true, is that as far as entertainment on the web, I mean, there's so much stuff out there. There's too much stuff. And so I think, as much as we're entertained all the time by different clips, people want content and they want to listen to shows where they get information and they learn, and that will never change. So
I've aimed my sights low. I'll never have, a million hit wonder. But at the same time, I just want to continually produce content that has value. And I'm very content. We have a very large audience. I'm not saying we don't, but I'm very content not to be that flash in the pan.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Every time you say it, I think flash in the can, though.
Which is a Toronto film festival, Flash Film Festival, right?
Yeah, like web design.
Right.
So anyway, I have one more link, and then I think we should take some calls because it would be good to talk to some people about Father Day tech ideas. And I know you're right. This will go out after Father's Day, but still just
to get
inspired.
No, we don't care. We're desperate. Yeah. We'll take anything at this point.
Your father's around all year round. So.
That's right. Did you do, you bought, and I happen to know this because I'm on your Facebook group. Oh. You bought some nice Adagio tea for your dad.
I sure did. I love that website. So 2 years ago, I bought my dad some Adagio teas on the website. They sell these great tea sets that have little little canisters that are kind of like
so
stainless
cute.
Steel canisters,
yeah.
And they have silk tea bags inside of them. And he loved it so much that I bought them for him again. And it was funny. I called him and he was on the golf course. And I said, Dad, your gift's going to arrive in a day or two. And he said, what is it? And I said, well, I can't tell you. It's a surprise. And he said, it's Father's Day and my gift isn't here. You need to tell me now.
Good point.
Okay, this is what it is. So
from your disorganized daughter.
Exactly. At least my Facebook friends know what I got him.
I know. Yeah, if he were on your Facebook, he'd know.
I know. I don't think that would have gone over so well.
Hey, I was very proud because my daughter has Facebook, you know, and she was way ahead of me. It's like you. She was way ahead of me on Facebook. But I explained to her today what poking is all about because she's been poking back and forth. And I said, well, you know, if you accept a poke, it's a way of temporarily adding that person to your list. Because once you accept a poke, they can see your profile for a month.
Mm.
And she went, oh, I get it.
So you can't just, she knows not to just poke anyone.
Well, I shouldn't have told her that because I poked her and I was hoping she'd accept it back because then I could see her profile. But now she knows. Dang.
Tricky.
But you can add the super poke application and you can then throw sheep at people. Did you see that?
No, but I that sounds great. I might be throwing some sheep at you later on tonight, Leo.
I look forward to it, Amber. I did add the graffiti application where you can do a drawing, but nobody's done a drawing, so.
Oh, you know what? If people are on Facebook and they go to Will Pate's profile, he's my co-host on Command N, someone did a great graffiti little image of Command N. It's great.
The graffiti's great, but you have to take some time to do it, and I guess I just don't have any artistic friends, because... none of them have been, nobody did anything. I just had the default graffiti on there for 24 hours. And you know what? That's it on applications. I give them a 24-hour cut. If nothing happens, like I did the question application, and maybe it's my fault for not asking good questions. See, Merlin has the question application and his question is, who's your imaginary girlfriend or boyfriend? And that's a great question. See, you're going to go over there now and you're going to do that. I know who you're.
I'm already there.
Yeah. See, I know who it is, but I'm not going to say anything. Because he's not really imaginary, and he listens.
Oh, really?
Oh, she's blushing. I can even hear it going through the Skype.
You can see my face turn a giant.
I can hear it through the Skype. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Adagio Teas, adagio.com. They're not an advertiser, but they did send me some tea once, so let's give them a plug. It is a really nice site. Camber's not talking to me anymore. Oh, I embarrassed her so much she hung up. Amber? Are you there, Amber? Are you there? She's gone. Oh. Does she get muted when she blushes? I think she's pissed off at me, actually. I think she's just pretending that she can't work. There she is. Now she's back.
Now,
all right. I've spent my time in hell. Come back.
I heard every word you just said, just for the record.
So did everybody else. My mom sends me tea from Upton, the Upton Tea Company, which is also an excellent tea site. Let me see if I can find the URL of that for you. It's Upton Tea, UPTONTEA.com. And they are not as fancy of a website. The Adagio site's gorgeous. But they have wonderful tea also. I highly recommend.
Opt-in
tea. And you know what they do? Does Adagio do this? They'll print the name of the recipient on the tea. Packed expressly for Amber MacArthur.
I love that.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Takes, you know, a $30 inkjet printer, but I'm impressed.
Works for me.
7 million people are ready to buy the iPhone in the UK.
I know. Isn't that amazing? But there's no confirmed release date.
Me too.
Interesting. Yeah.
Do we know yet if it's available in Canada? I mean, I heard a pretty good rumor that Rogers would offer it at the same time as it's offered in the U.S., Rogers would offer it in Canada. But you haven't heard anything, have you?
I'm not convinced. And I've been trying to get in touch with Apple's PR person here, Simon. I think you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
And I've been asking him when it's going to come out. And literally, he'll probably email me about 2 days after it actually comes out in the news. So okay, I'm not any further ahead than anyone else.
Yeah, Amber, we're going to release it yesterday.
I know. I already saw that on Dig.
Thanks, Simon. I appreciate it. No, I hope that they release it. You know, but on the other hand, in a way, they may be doing you a favor, because I think that there are a lot of us, I'm going to include myself and Shuby in this, so we're going to buy it day one. I'm going down to wait with, I think we're going to wait with Kevin and Alex as part of Dignation at the Apple Store in Palo Alto, and be there 6 p.m. on Friday, the 29th, to get our iPhone. And you know, I bet you'll hear my howling. You know, a few days later, I go, damn it, I want my iPhone back. More praises. Could be. I don't know. Are you anxious to get one?
I want to get one, but I think it's more just to play around with it and discover how it works. And it's kind of like a fun gadget.
That's exactly what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how useful it's going to be. I'm kind of hooked on my BlackBerry right now. I have the BlackBerry Pearl, and I really enjoy it.
That is a nice phone. Although I'm thinking the Curve is really nice.
I know, I might have to get the Curve, but the Pearl's been great for me so far, and who knows, with the iPhone thing, I think I'll want to get my hands on and play around with, but I don't know, you know, I could fall in love with it, you never know.
I'm going to get one, and we'll just see. And Shuby pointed out, you have 30 days to return it, if you want, so. Actually,
that's good to know.
I don't know if I'll have 30 days, but you'll have 30 days to return it. I won't, because I'm an existing AT&T customer, so. I have no excuse if I don't want it.
I never return anything.
Finally, Pay Junior. I might need this for my kids.
Oh, this is kind of neat. This was on TechCrunch. And what it is a place where I think parents could go. It's like a site where you can track what chores your kids are doing, and then you can pay them their allowance via that website.
Are you kidding? You go through the website to pay them?
I think so.
Signing
That's what I'm understanding. From the TechCrunch little write-up. So it could be kind of handy for a lot of parents.
PAYJR.com. You can use MasterCard or Visa. You give them a prepaid MasterCard for teens 13 and up, or for kids 12 and under, chore and allowance management system. Oh, I love this. Finally, a Web 2.0 site for me, a father. Because you know what I am? I'm basically the ATM machine. Abby comes up. She goes, Daddy, you're the best daddy. The last time, she brought me a daisy. She came up to my office, Daddy, here's a daisy. Can I have $20? And I gave it to her. I just gave her $20 and she waltzes out the door. That's not right. From now on, I'm saying, sorry, dear, go to Pay Junior and check your allowance.
I think it's a great idea, though. What a nice way to get kids to be responsible and then earn a little money.
Did you have to do chores when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did a lot of chores. You know, my worst story is that I'll make this as short as possible, but when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, my father managed property in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, and he managed this strip mall. So it had like a Burger King and a bunch of little stores, a Kmart, just a really, really small little strip mall. And instead of hiring someone to come and clean up the parking lot, he decided to do was to get his two children, who were 7 and 9, clean up the parking lot before school in the morning while he sat in the truck.
He sat in the truck?
Yeah, it was to teach us how to be responsible and how to work hard.
That's good Scots. Good
exactly.
Scots morals.
I think you might have called it, you're learning the Scottish work ethic.
That's a Scottish work ethic. Did they make you take cold baths too?
Yeah, I lived in the country, so that was...
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Really? He would. And how long did that go on? She's gone again. Did I embarrass her? Was the accent, wasn't it? You know, your father is like an onion. He's layers. Deep layers. Well, okay, Dane, I hope you're writing this down. These are the little gaps you're going to have to cut out. Dane says he's not editing this one. All right, what you hear is what you get. That's all you're going to get. So the way it works, you sign in your family, and then you sign in to begin. You choose your chores. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Shuby's really hating this. The parent may choose the chores, select the frequency, and the dollar amount. The child will receive the chores once... Oh, it emails you the chores! Once the chores list has been completed. Pay Junior will then send an email reminder notification to the child, hereinafter referred to as the child, describing the chore and the amount it's worth. Once the chores have been completed, the child must log on and check the chore as completed. Paige Jr. also sends an email to the parents notifying them of the completed chores. Now, the kid, do you think kids would like get into this because it's so, you know, Web 2.0? No. The kid's going to see. This is going to be trauma time. The kid's going to be on a podcast in 30 years saying, you know what my father made me do? I had to log onto the web to tell him I'd completed a chore. And then he'd have some anonymous service transfer $1.50 into my account. Once the parent confirms the completion by clicking a link on the notification email, Pay Junior automatically tracks the amount paid or owed to each individual child. Once again, our book of the year, of the month, of the week is 1984 by George Orwell. I think very appropriate. Benefits to parents. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. Clean house. Printable chore calendar. Financial education. Safety. Growth. Grows with you as your kids get older. Benefits to kids. Spend smart. Get paid. Oh, stay out of trouble. That's good. Cool reminders to keep you out of the doghouse and rolling in the dough. I don't know. I don't know any kid who'd want to do that. Amber, are you still missing in action? Tell you what, we're going to go to the calls because those were all of Amber's links anyway. We'll start taking calls.
Leo?
Oh, there she is. You just appear magically like the genie in the Pee-wee's Playhouse.
You know, the funny thing is I was talking to you the whole time and I thought you were ignoring me. And I'm thinking, wow, he's really going off on reading this website. And then I thought, uh-oh. And then I looked at my volume and realized.
He can't hear me. Have I ever ignored you, Amber? Ever?
No.
Never.
I don't think so.
I don't ignore you. You ignored me.
It would be the first and last time.
All right. Let's. Should we take some calls? We don't have a lot. Get in the queue. Yeah.
Let's take a couple and...
And then wrap it up. Then go home.
Then wrap it up.
Yeah. Go home. Go, you know, whatever. All right. Let me. I know I have to push some buttons and stuff here. Let's see if it works. Starting with Taylor. Welcome, Taylor. You're next on Net at Night. Hello, Taylor. Let me see.
Taylor?
Let's see. Caller is turned up. It's been so long since I've used this. Taylor, are you talking to me? Yeah, he's talking. Okay. So I see him talking. All right, let me just look over here. Sing a song or something, would you, Amber?
Okay. I will sing a song.
Oh, yeah. I unplugged something. Yeah.
Let me think about this for a second, Leo. Leo, this is probably the perfect time for me to start telling stories about you.
No, wait a minute.
No, I think this is probably the right time.
It just got fixed. It just got fixed. It just got fixed. It's amazing.
Yeah, tell us about his personal history.
No, Taylor.
Taylor wants stories too.
All right, tell a story about me. Let me hear. Just remember, I control the mute button.
Well, the problem with telling the story is it might be mean towards someone.
Okay, you tell me that after we get off the air. Taylor, how are you today?
I'm fine, and I want to tell you about a new top hat I'm doing.
By the way, Taylor was on the radio show today, so you're about to commit a hat trick. If you get on one more podcast or radio show that I do today, you'll win the prize.
Yeah, how much?
I don't know. Let me see. I got 75 cents here. Oh, you can't hear Taylor?
No.
I'm here. I can hear you.
So,
whoa.
Is he too loud now?
No, perfect.
It's not too loud. I can hear you perfectly fine.
I wasn't asking you, Taylor. So
hi,
tell
Taylor.
Us about your new podcast, Taylor.
Yes, the podcast is called Talk to Ireland. Basically, it's going to do what American Idol has done to television. If you've been listening to the Ted Bites Live podcast on Talk to, you basically may have heard me mention Talk to Idol a few times. So basically, it's going to do what I said before. It's going to be broadcast on terrestrial radio live. You're actually going to hear it on FM and AM radio syndicated. Actually syndicated.
You're getting it syndicated by whom?
Yes. I'm going to syndicate a Talk to show on live radio. That's the first time we're going to do it.
That's great. Is there? I don't know if anybody yet uses Talk Show on terrestrial broadcast yet, but you'll be the first, I guess, Taylor.
I know. I'll be the first. Yet that's, most of the shows aren't even broadcast on terrestrial radio on Talk Show.
No. Very few are. In fact, I don't know of any that are. There's some guys I think in Pittsburgh who use Talk Show for their broadcasts, but I'm not sure. Good luck, Taylor, and make sure you listen to Taylor's podcast, which is it called, Taylor? You said it. I forgot the name of it. What's the name of the podcast?
Yes, it's Talk Shoe Idol.
Talk Shoe Idol.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be like the Simon Cowell of Talk Show Idol?
Actually, I'm going to be the Ryan Seacrest. The Simon Cowell is a judge. They're going to be three judges going to be selected on a Talk Show, so that won't be recorded.
So you'll be the Ryan Seacrest, then, of Talk Show Idol. We'll look for that coming soon to a station near you. Stryker F35, do you have a podcast you'd like to plug on the show?
Hello, Leo. My name is Miles, and I'm calling in from Shattern, Nebraska.
Miles, you clearly are a radio broadcaster.
Actually, I just recorded my first ever radio commercial on Thursday, so I won't make a plug, though. It's, you know, some podunk radio station, but, you know.
But you got the voice of a broadcaster, dude. You're definitely going places.
Well, maybe I'll sign you up for a reference someday, Leo. How does that sound?
What can we do for you today, Miles?
Well, I have a Father's Day link for you.
Great.
And that's, imagine that, wikihow.com, wikihow.com.
What's on WikiHow?
It's, but their tagline is the how-to manual that you can edit. And, you know, it's a wiki for, you know, you can put projects in there. There's how to be a good father.
Here's one for Ambler, how to be a nude art model.
Whoa.
Maybe Shuby should be doing that.
That's an interesting concept.
That's right on the front page. One, prepare a resume, including any previous experience, dance, yoga, anything you've done. Contact your local art school. Ask the person hiring if there are any rules or guidelines. Assuming you got the gig, put together a modeling bag, including the following: a warm robe, slippers, date book and pen, wristwatch, drinking water, and a lunch or snack. Wow. So, you know what? I know about this because it's on. I have an iGoogle gadget on my IG page for this, and it's really fun. Every day I get three new how-tos.
It's great. I love it. The only one that I've ever done was the how to make your own ginger ale.
Ooh.
But that didn't turn out. That didn't turn out so hot. It smelled horrible and tasted worse.
Yes. there are nine of them on podcasts. How to make your own podcast, promote a podcast, turn a blog into a podcast, record a podcast with Audacity, make an easy podcast, start your own podcast, effectively deploy a distinctive podcast meeting solution, keep listeners and readers coming back to your podcast, and find legal music. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, I've been actually thinking about starting my own podcast. I might have to look into that. I had never noticed that.
It's a great. Well, I just use the search feature. That's really neat. Hey, a good pick. Thank you very much, Miles.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with your career, your broadcast career. What would you like me to search for? What would you like to be able to do, Amber MacArthur? How to dump your co-host?
Whoa! Who gave you that idea?
No,
Leo?
I just thought, you know, after with the crack about being the new model, but it was right on the front page. You can't fault me for that.
Leo, I'm stuck with you. I think forever. So
good. I could think of far worse things for me, not for you. I'm sorry. Here's one: how to be a good father.
Aw.
Have fun. Consider your role as fatherhood. Build on tradition. Respect your children's mother. I think that's good. Spend time with and take responsibility for your children. Be a teacher by both word and example. Show affection. Realize that a father's job is never done. Oh, tell me about it. They don't mention anything about giving $20 bills out. I have to add that. So it's it's a wiki, which is kind of neat. Anybody can write one of these, but I think they're pretty good.
Perfect. Good stuff. Good Father's Day link for all of us.
Well, I wish my dad a happy Father's Day, Leo Laporte Sr.
And I do as well. I mean, your dad as well. I mean, and mine.
Amber MacArthur Sr., yes. The good Scots.
General Douglas MacArthur, who's in Prince Edward Island right now.
That's great. Your dad is great.
Dad ever.
Yeah, he's a sweetie, even if he made you clean up the Burger King parking lot. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's great.
I met him, and it was really fun. Of course, I'm actually older than him, so that was kind of took some of the fun out of it. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Not true.
No, you know what? Your parents are very cool. They've done a lot of good in Sri Lanka. I know they work very hard for the Sri Lankans, and that's really neat. Are they home right now, or are they back in Sri Lanka?
They're home right now for at least the next few weeks, and then I'm sure my dad will be back in Sri Lanka. I think he just got back last week. He was over there for a while, but
wow.
He's back on PEI and really enjoying the weather finally getting warmer there, and I'm going to be there in about a week, I guess. And the good news is they're getting high-speed internet at my cottage, Leo. So
ooh, now you can do the show from the cottage.
Exactly. It's pretty bad when I'm out in the country in Prince Edward Island and I have a better internet connection than I have at my own house in downtown Toronto.
Well, I want to thank your friend for letting you use his connection. It's obviously sounding a lot better. It was great having you on. And let's give everybody in the talk show audience a chance. I wish I could unmute the Stick'Em audience. There's 500 people who have been watching this on Stick'Em. If only we could get... Can we unmute them? I can unmute a few of them. I don't know if you'll be able to hear them, though. That's the problem. I've unmuted all of them. I'm going to unmute all the folks in TalkShoe and say to everybody, Happy Father's Day and good night from Net at Night.
Happy Father's Day and good night from Net at Night.
Good night, everybody.
Happy Father's Day from Net at Night and good night.
Thanks, Taylor. Good night. Good night, Miles. Good night, everybody. I met Paul Minshall this week, Amber, when I was up at the lab with Leo, and I thanked him for this great song. He did a really nice job on it. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Net at Night.
Call for help. Yeah, we miss you. You're so popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody surfing in Toronto.